Patrick, thank you very much for coming in to speak to us. It's very difficult for us to see the dangers of the water in the river, but as someone that comes into contact with it on an almost daily basis, can you tell us just how dangerous it can be?
The river can be incredibly dangerous. I think it's definitely something that you have to always be have at the back of your mind, really, sort of especially at sort of the time of year. I mean, in winter, I think you've got to look at the weather. You can be going out in sort of sub-freezing conditions. So there's actually points when you could come back and your boat will have icicles hanging off it. So you really have to take sort of precautions. And I think even as we come into summer, people don't realise how strong the river can be in terms of the stream.
With that in mind, what measures do you take as a club to ensure the safety and education of your members?
One thing we've done this year is we've elected a safety officer. And in terms of their role in the club, they're actually up there with the captains, sort of the treasurer, secretary, myself. So they're sort of in an executive level of the club. And it's their job, basically, to make sure that we have the right policies in place, that we're communicating with local agencies to make sure that the measures we have in place are sufficient. And ultimately, they have the final say on whether an outing goes out in the morning. So that may be an issue such as fog or whether the river's flooded. We had a big problem with that this year. But it could also be like debris in the water. So sort of say there has been a flood. Then you may have a massive tree log clogging up the river. So they have to take a lot of things into account.
And I understand there's a flag system, is that right?
Yeah, so basically on our website we have a flag system which is updated by the safety officer. And that's where Erica at the moment, we're basically taking into account sort of things such as the stream, visibility and sort of the river level itself. And using a flag system we can sort of say more experienced crews may be able to handle a faster stream, but sort of a novice who's just started may struggle.
And you mentioned that's a new role. Has it been successful? It's something you'll continue with?
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, it's a really good role. It's been one of our big pushes this year to improve the safety. It's always been something that's been a part of the club, but it's had to be taken on by captains before. And the fact that captains may find themselves in a position where they want the outing to happen, and they could find themselves in a compromised position where they want to go out, but there's, you know, so there's that conflict of interest between safety and performing the development of the squad. So by creating a new role, we sort of had that divorce of control. So because the safety officer isn't sort of part of the squad, she can actually have an unbiased opinion on whether an outing should go ahead. We do have crews that go out unsupervised, and there has been instances of capsizes there. But every year we have a capsize drill. So basically we go to a swimming pool and we go through what happens if you fall in.
To prepare yourselves.
Yeah, exactly. So people know what to do when they fall in.
There may be some students out there who are interested in getting into rowing, but perhaps concerned about the issue of river safety.
Sure.
What would your advice be to those students, and what kind of assurances could you offer?
I think we make sure that outings always happen in a safe environment. And before you get in a boat, we'll make sure that you are capable of securing yourself if the boat was to capsize. So that would be, we do swim tests, and where basically you have to swim 100 metres, or like the capsize test. And until you've done that, you won't be in a boat. So we won't put you in a boat until we feel that you will be safe in the event of a capsize.
Great. Patrick, thank you very much for speaking to
thank
us.
Thank you very much.